It goes on down in verse 15, as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? There was no great theological debate here. It's just, hey, this is what God has revealed. So let's go with it. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, then hath God also to the Gentiles, or nations, granted repentance unto life, the nations. That's really the end of the section of this particular story. Now let's go back and take a look at what this exactly means. First of all, Peter was in Joppa. That's an interesting place because you correlate this with Matthew 14, 15, 16 in the studies that I've done in the past as well. When Peter went out to meet Jesus, he sank like a rock. Okay? Peter means a stone. He's doing what a stone normally does after it's done skipping over the waves. It sinks. Peter is called Peter, a stone. A couple of chapters later, in chapter 16, he's called Simon Peter, because now he's hearing. Simon means hearing. So he's the hearing rock. And he's called Simon Peter bar Jonas, means son of Jonah. I don't know if Jesus was speaking figuratively or if his father's name literally was Jonah, but either way, it's prophetic of Peter being like a Jonah. Now you remember Jonah sank like a rock the first time too, and he got a little tour of the underground of the abyss for a few days on a windowless boat, submarine. And then when he walked off the ship a little later, the great fish, then he became a hearing rock and he went and preached the word. Well, so also Simon Peter. When he heard the word, he was Simon Peter, son of Jonas, son of the dove. Jonah left on the ship from Joppa. You'll find that in Jonah chapter 1, verse 3. Joppa was the port. He was going to take a ship to Tarshish, which was Spain at the time. He was on his way to Spain to the silver mines that Solomon set up over in Spain. In fact, Adoniram, who was Solomon's tax collector, who went to Spain to collect taxes on silver, he got killed over there, and his tomb was found some years back, inscribed there. You know, this is Adoniram, whom Solomon sent as tax collector. I think there's kind of an implication that maybe they had a little tax revolt over there, and